Thank you. What a pleasure it is to be here, and what a great topic to speak on, what I call the infinite loop of giving. And Thanksgiving was last week, and I'm admittedly a 56-year-old mama's boy, and I was really looking forward to being with my mom, because in my journey, the only reason that I wanted to be rich was to take care of my mom. I can barely talk at this age. My mom was a second grade teacher who raised six children on her own, five boys, one girl in Akron, Ohio. She worked two jobs, packed my dinner in a paper bag with my siblings, drove us around in a Country Squire station wagon after school so she could fill up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards so we could eat. My mom, like I'm sure many of your moms, probably the most generous person I've ever met. I remember we were on food stamps and she bought pencils at the grocery store for her second grade class with our food stamps. Yeah, that's the type of generosity and abundance that I grew up with, and my siblings all the same. And it's made a major impact on all of our lives. And I'm so proud to be a part of my family, to be a son of such an extraordinary woman. But at Thanksgiving, I was thinking about giving, and I was thinking about what I was gonna talk about here. And my mom, at 81 years old, financially has nothing. And I thought to myself, gosh, how is it that my mom taught me the more you give, the more you will receive? Anybody believe that in here? Everybody, right? And it sent me down the rabbit hole of research. I love doing research. My career started in legal research with Westlaw. One of the greatest blessings of my entire life was to be one of the first four people when I graduated law school to work with them and learn about research on technology. Despite, by the way, if anyone's afraid of technology and AI, Justice Scalia told me, I presented Westlaw with DOS 9600 baud modems in the Supreme Court. I was 25 years old, and I thought I'd made the wrong choice to sell legal research online instead of being a real lawyer, which my mom wanted me to be. I did pass the bar. Jewish guilt still works. But Justice Scalia watched me demonstrate Westlaw, and he looked at me and he said, "Son, nobody ever will do research on a computer. You need books." One of the greatest lessons I could have been taught. Every time someone comes up with a technology and tells me, "I'll never use a credit card on the internet. Wireless, this will never work," I think to myself, if the wisest man I knew told me we would never do research on a computer, I better look into this myself. So I looked into giving myself, and I looked at all the religious texts. I looked at the spiritual text. I looked at the philosophical text. I looked at the theoretical text, including Dale Carnegie, by the way. And you know what it said? Something different than "the more you give, the more you receive." All of the texts actually say, the more you give, the more you're given. The more you give, the more you're given. And there's a requirement to realize and elevate our awareness to what we're given. And there's two of the things, skill sets, that I teach and I empower you to teach other people. The two most important skill sets in life and business, one is gratitude. So you can't see what you're given unless you're finding the light, the love, and the lessons in what you're given. Most people live in a world that I was born into, a world of not enough, and they end up being punished all the time, continually ignoring all that they're given. I'm someone who lost over $100 million in 2008, had to not only tell my mom I was bankrupt, only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy my mom a house. I had to tell my mom, "Hey, I lost your house. I forgot to take my name off of your title." Now, immediately I didn't say to myself, "Oh, I know I'm protected, promoted, loved, and perfected by something bigger than me that loves me more than my mom." I'd be Buddha if I could have done that. But I immediately started using gratitude to facilitate behaviors that facilitated the progress that I've made in my life and continue to make in my life and continue to inspire other people to make in their lives. And it took me a while. But if it wasn't for gratitude and forgiveness, the two brother and sister skill sets that I've utilized in order to move from a world of not enough to a world that I was in of just enough for me, and that trader negotiation. Bob Proctor was one of my mentors over the years, and he would say, the more you give, the more you receive. But remember, Dave, giving and receiving cannot be a transaction. It can't be a trade. And in the context of elevating our awareness to what we're given, we're able to see not only the divine direction that we're in to help other people, to create a community like this, a neighborhood, a thriving neighborhood of people that simply want to help each other and know people that can help each other. That's more available to all of us than ever with a total addressable community, a digital community of what, 7.6 billion people and growing every day available to you to build a community of like-minded, like-hearted, like-handed people that are providing value to one another by simply having a neighborhood, a frequency that thrives, people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. One thing I've learned in business about that neighborhood that I've built, that community that I've built, it is guaranteed success, not for you, your children, your grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, but a legacy that is perpetual in its nature. Why? Because if you build a neighborhood, a community like this one, people who want to help each other, know people that can help each other, they will buy from each other and sell for each other for life. Can you think of a better business model? I got millions of people that want to buy from me and sell for me for life, providing that value. So we need to elevate our awareness in this infinite loop of giving, not only with wisdom, asking for help. We all know the fastest way. People ask me, by the way, how the hell did someone like you lose over $100 million? I can understand. I ran Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. They made the movie Jerry Maguire about my firm. I can understand how your athletes, how they could lose money when all they were focused in on is being the best, having a desire to be the best that they can be to reach their potential on the field. I can see how off the field they could lose all that money. But you have a law degree, a business degree. You come from a neighborhood of people that could help you figure this shit out. How the hell did you do that? I'll tell you, I didn't ask for help. It was really that simple. I didn't trust in the community that I had in the relativity of that community to do that. And so when we look at this infinite loop and we elevate our awareness through gratitude and forgiveness of all that we're given, we have to seek wisdom from people that sit in the situation we want to be in. Sit in the situation you want to be in. Two fastest ways to get to where you want to be, I'll guarantee you. Find someone that's already there, ask them for directions, and help someone get to where they want to be. Does that define this neighborhood? Absolutely it does. And that's why this neighborhood's going to thrive and this community will thrive because of the intention and the attention and the intention of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in a divine direction so that when the detours come, and they will, because I will tell you one thing I've learned in my faith, that if you come up with a well-developed plan, God is guaranteed to laugh at you. Do you want him laughing at you with punishment? Or do you want him laughing with you with protection, promotion, love, and perfection? I remember asking my mom when I stood at her door crying, and she said to me, what's the matter? I said, I've lost everything, including your home. You're going to have to move. And she said, are you okay? I said, yeah, mom, you're not listening. I lost your home. You need to move. I heard you. Do you need some money? I said, no, mom, why am I being punished? And she looked at me and said, punished? I said, mom, I've done everything I can for everyone else, like you taught me. Why am I being punished? I don't believe in God. And she said to me, son, smiled. Oh, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God. That's when I learned a valuable lesson. You can imagine being worth over $100 million at the age in the mid-30s, running the most notable sports agency in the world, which gave you access to things that billionaires couldn't afford. And all I could think about was that other lesson my mom taught me. You're either humble or you're about to be. And so not only was it wisdom, but faith that there was something bigger than me, regardless of your religion, spirituality, theories, or philosophies you have. I have one belief, no matter what you believe, that you better believe in something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom. It's that simple. And so in this infinite loop of giving, where it is true, the more you give, the more you receive, but we have to change our mindset, our heart set, and our handset in order to actually receive. And if you don't believe me, why is it that all moms, most moms, I should say, veterans, our US veterans, our first responders, our doctors, our social workers, why don't they have all the money? Because they give the most. They're the most generous. Some of them give their lives for us to stand here today and have all the abundance in our lives, the opportunities, options, and touches of favor, the freedom I have to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, for as long as I want. Imagine that. I grew up with nothing, and I can do what I want, when I want, with who I want, whenever I want. Because of all those people, those moms and first responders and the doctors and the social workers, our teachers, and they don't have any money. I'll tell you why. Because they are full of gratitude and forgiveness, and they do give everything. And they realize what they're given, but they have one problem that is my expertise. I've been on a journey for 18 years to teach people the next two steps to verify, the more you give, the more you receive. Receiving. I teach people to receive. It's not just the wisdom and faith that shortens the distance of resistance in my life. It's actually having faith and wisdom that there's more than enough of everything for everyone. Who here feels good when they give? Anyone? Everyone. That's surprising, isn't it? Then why do we stop people from feeling good, Joe? Why would we do that? If I told you, you know what makes me feel really good, Mom? I want you to give me a McDonald's Happy Meal. My mom would do everything she could to do that. To why? Because it makes me feel so good. So if everybody here feels so good when you're giving, why are you cheating everyone in the world when you say, oh no, it's okay. I feel guilty, resentful, not enough, not worthy. It's okay. I cringe when I think how many times people actually offered to my mom, oh, can we send the boys to camp for you? Can we give you a car? Right? Can we do this for you? To my mom. Oh, it's okay. We have enough. You know what it is? There's no faith. My mom taught me faith, and yet when it comes to receiving, she has no faith that there's something bigger than her, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that has more than enough of everything for everyone. And so she feels bad about receiving because she thinks the more I give, the more I receive. So if I receive, it must be bad. And if I receive, somebody else can't receive. And it's a terrible sum game, a zero-sum game that people are playing. I'm not an expert at math, but I know that if I give you 100% and only take less back, whatever that percentage is back, that eventually, it may be not till I'm 81 years old, I'm gonna end up at zero, at nothing. It's math. You feel me? So every time you say to yourself, oh, it's okay. Oh, I thank you, but no. You're illustrating you have no faith. You have no faith. Because I believe in something bigger than me that has more than enough of everything for everyone. And so it'd be like walking by a table, a four top at a restaurant, and they have 1,000 dinners on the table, and you walk by and they say, oh, we have too many dinners. Would you like one? And you walk by going, no, it's okay. That's how stupid it is. I picture that in my head when people offer me things all the time. I was like, oh, they have more than enough money. That's why they're offering me the money. Their table's so full of money, they're just like, here, would you like some? Yes, I would. Let me help you out. Because I know you have more than enough. This is true. Whatever it is, stop saying I'm not worthy. Stop telling God that he's not powerful, omniscient, or whatever you believe in. I apologize. Whatever you believe in, stop thinking there's not enough. Because if you think there's not enough, there won't be. And you'll end up in the zero-sum game feeling guilty, worried, resentful, and not enough. That doesn't sound right to me. Now, the more we give, the more we're given. The more we're given, obviously, the more we can receive. We use gratitude and empathy to find the light, the love, and the lessons in all you're given. Even when I lost everything, I'm looking backwards now from the mindset that I had. I was given so much when I lost everything. I was given back my health. I was given back my marriage. It saved my life. I was in the wrong trajectory. I was creating more interference in my life out of ego than you could even imagine. And I'll tell you, as much as I love my mom and I'm a 56-year-old mama boy, I love my wife even more. Woo! And I won't be married 27 years without her. She elevated my awareness. She's the one that told me, you better take stock in who you were and what you want to become, because you're going to end up dead, and I'm not going to be here to watch it and have your three daughters witness this. You better take stock in who you are and what you want to become, or I'm out of here. And I sat there immediately and told her, like I did my mom, my dad, and my best friend, who all told me I was lost. I had the same response. How dare you talk to the great and powerful David that way? I remember my favorite three words that I would say to my mom, my dad, my best friend, and my mom. How dare you talk to me that way? I hate you. That's what I said. And then I realized, wow, I don't hate them. I hate myself. I'm the liar, the cheater, the manipulator, the overseller, the back-end seller. I better take stock in who I was and what I want to become, or I'm going to end up dead. And I started on this path of abundance, of wisdom and faith, seeking both in humility, to give more, to be given more, and to receive more. This infinite loop, but it wasn't quite complete yet. I shifted my energy, shifted my mindset, shifted my handset, and into humility, I found this great abundance. But yet, my mentor, Bob Proctor, said, oh, you're learning and progressing, Dave. Your behaviors are indicative of where you want to be or better. You're creating the divine direction in which you were created for. You have divine detours in your life that are pushing you, protecting you, promoting you, and perfecting you. But you're still not there. I said, what do you mean, Bob? I'm making all this money, I'm helping people, I'm having fun, just like you taught me. He said, well, there's one thing that you're not doing to finalize this infinite loop of abundance, to illustrate your faith in what you truly believe, that there is something bigger than you that loves you more than your mom, something that has more than enough of everything for everyone. And I said, well, what's that? He said, you need to ask for more. I said, what? You need to learn to ask for more. Well, I have enough. Oh, you have enough. Well, if you had more, what would you do with it? Well, I'd give it away to people who needed it. Huh, but you have enough. I said, yeah, I have enough. But you have the capability of making more and cheating people out of what you want to give them because you have enough. So you're living in that same world of just enough, buying shit you don't need to impress people that you don't like. Because you have enough and living in the world of just enough, trading and negotiating still. And you're telling me, Dave, that you seek wisdom and faith in everything that you do to shorten that distance of resistance between you and an all-powerful, omniscient source to become a greater resource. So you're a great enough resource that you don't need more. Now that you put it that way, you're either humble or you're about to be. So he taught me how to ask and ask for more. He taught me a template that said, hey, let me meet you where your feet are today. Let me find out how I can provide value to you by providing you the only things that provide value to people. I know there's a lot of complex sales trainings out there and a whole bunch of complex things to learn in solution selling, spin selling. I've been and taught most of them in my life. But value is really derived in just two ways. One, give people more of what they like or take away what they don't like. Now, it's a gift to be able to articulate the quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for. But in the context of asking, we need to believe there's more than enough of everything. We need to be confident and comfortable in asking for more. It is an illustration of your faith there's more than enough of everything. If you don't ask for more, you're literally saying, I don't really believe there is more than enough. There's just enough. And nobody likes to receive. But if you think that you don't like to receive, how much do you like asking? How do you feel when you ask? Do you feel as good as when you give? Not a chance. You should, because to me, the ultimate illustration of your wisdom and faith is when you're comfortable and confident asking for more. Not living in the zero-sum game anymore. Asking people for more by utilizing a template of abundance, by meeting people where they stand, where their feet are today, and saying, hey, what's working for you today? What do you like today? According to the circumstances of the day, so I can teach you to give a different meaning to your past, the failure, setbacks, mistakes that occur in everyone's life. Right? I was saying most people don't make enough mistakes. It won't be the mistakes in your life that create failure. Trust me, I'm the king of mistakes. It's a superpower of mine. But it's the lack of commitment, the lack of faith that determines your success. The common denominator of the literally thousands of billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers I've worked with is a desire that they must be what they can be. Their purpose is greater than their pain. They have a desire that they must be what they can be, and their purpose is greater than their pain. It's that simple. And they're willing to ask for more. They're willing to ask for more by actually seeing what it is you're doing today in the circumstances of the day and change your meaning of the past. You give meaning to everything you see. I've given a different meaning to a bankruptcy that caused me to lose everything. My house, my mom's house, all the other houses that I have. I own 33 homes in San Diego alone, and I moved into a rented house with one car and rented furniture. And I give it a meaning that's in my divine direction. It became a divine detour, and it allowed for divine time in order to effectuate and elevate and illustrate to other people exactly this infinite loop of giving. I only want to know two things when I meet people, when I meet them where they're at and find out what they like and what they don't like. I want to ask two questions. One, would it help you if? This is a neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other and thrive. Would it help you if, and two, the big ask, do you know anyone that can help me? You see how that's congruent with the neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, when the only two things you're trying to derive from a conversation is would it help you if, and do you know anyone that could help me? Do you see how a legacy of people buying from you and selling for you for life may be an actually great thing to prove the infinite loop of giving? To get out of the transaction of giving to receive, of trading your blessings, instead to live with wisdom and faith, to shorten the distance of resistance that all of us create in our life by reacting to fear in the wrong way, in a scarce way, not in an abundant way. And when we think about that in that context, not only will it inspire you to give more than you do today, but to receive more, to get out of the zero-sum game. When you give 100%, then you're going to be able to be given more and receive it all. You see the difference when I give 100% and take 102%, 105%, or 200% of what I'm given compared to someone that's taking 98, 97, or 96%. I'm giving more, I'm given more, and I receive more, and then I ask for more than more. Why? Because I have wisdom and faith now. Faith, there's more than enough of everything for everyone so that I can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more. You see where I'm gonna end up when I'm 81? I promise you, with more than enough of everything for everyone. People will look as an example, an illustration of not only the wisdom to seek from Dale Carnegie and you passing on your interpretation of these success principles that have guided me and other people to millions, if not billions of dollars, but even furthermore, to illustrate your faith beyond the wisdom. The combination that allows you to live in an abundant world of more than enough of everything, confidently giving, utilizing gratitude and forgiveness to be given, to receive the same as you give in the oneness of giving and receiving, and then to be confident and comfortable to live in the world of more than enough of everything for everyone and ask for more. I pray for all of you and all the impact that you're having as I saw those awards up there, that this neighborhood continues to grow, that you continue to empower others, to empower others, to empower others, to make a lot of money, because there's more than enough. To help a lot of people because there's more than enough. And to have a lot of fun because there's more than enough. And I promise you, if you empower others, to empower others, to empower others, to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, you'll be happy. And if I can in some way empower you to be happy, that certainly makes me happy. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.